As you just heard, at this hour, the outer bands of Hurricane Lane are causing problems associated with heavy rains and winds. HPR's news director Bill Dorman joins us with the latest update from the National Weather Service that they've just released.
Yeah, and it's, again, much the same in terms of the broad outlines, and you heard Derek mention remaining a Category 4. You know, we keep waiting for that to slow down a bit in terms of the speed, but near 130 miles an hour, just about 200 miles south-southwest of Kailua Kona. 7 miles an hour, that slow pace continues, too, in the movement. That's a concern, as you know, in terms of movement over water, and that extends some of that rain. And as with tropical storms, it's the rain that comes first and then the winds. And this morning, checking in with our contributing reporter, Sherry Bracken, on the Big Island, those measurements of rain on the east side of the Big Island, some gauges near Hilo, more than a foot of rain, a pace of an inch an hour the last 12 hours, some more in some places, and some places a lot more. North side of the Big Island as well, around Kohala, the Okonepule Highway has been closed because of a landslide. You're starting to see, again, some of the impacts of the rain in terms of some road closures and in terms of some landslides and flash flooding. On Big Island, Maui also getting more of this, and the system, again, just grinding north, and that is grinding the operative word on that, just on that slow, relentless pace. One interesting thing that the National Weather Service has come out with is a bit of a timeline. Again, this remains uncertain, but in terms of the impact, you know, you see we've all become sort of magnetized towards that cone of uncertainty and where's it moving, where's it going. But in terms of the impact, so for example, Big Island, tropical storm force winds across portions of the Big Island this morning, dangerous hurricane force winds expected by tonight. Island by island, Maui County, damaging tropical force winds expected late today or tonight, dangerous hurricane force winds in some areas by Friday. And then, of course, Oahu, as this moves north, late tonight for what the National Weather Service calls damaging tropical storm force winds, dangerous hurricane force winds expected Friday into Friday night. And Kauai, it's still sort of early to tell right now in terms of whether a tropical storm warning or hurricane warning might be needed. A watch is in effect right now. And again, just in terms of terminology to remind folks, a warning means that conditions are expected within the area. So a hurricane warning means hurricane conditions are expected. A watch means that hurricane conditions are possible. So again, just on the terminology there. But again, that moving slowly up, not a lot of change in speed, but it continues to be a slow-moving storm.
Right, and then I know emergency officials just want to make sure folks, like I said, keep off the roads during the height of this. Not safe with all the concern about flash flooding.
And exactly, and that's a point worth mentioning again in terms of the rain, the specificity of this forecast. You know, it's bands of rain, and they go and they're in spots, and then they're not. And so, again, the caution, the abundance of caution, being one of the phrases that you hear a lot of people use in terms of staying off the roads, really, if you're able to, and just letting this pass on through, if you're able to.
Right. Stay safe and stay dry.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much, Bill Dorman. And we also reach out now at this hour to Maui County. Online with us is Rod Antone from the mayor's office. Hi, Rod. What can you tell us at this point? What's the snapshot?
Hey, Catherine. How you doing?
So what can you tell us as far as flooding or road closures? What's the situation?
Okay, so far we've got several roads in Hana that's closed. Hana's getting the most rain right now on Maui. So we've got Wanapanapa, Ulaniu, Waikoloa roads. They're all county roads. They're all closed due to flooding. State Department of Transportation reported some trees down on Hana Highway this morning, but they've since cleared these locations. At this time, though, we have to say that even though people can travel Hana Highway to get to Hana, we do not recommend it. We encourage people to limit their travel as much as they can. especially to remote areas such as Hana, where they could get stuck behind a landslide or a fallen tree that's coming down with the storm. In East Molokai, we are urging residents there to get over to the west side as soon as possible before flooding prevents them from traveling to the evacuation center at Molokai High School. So if you know you're going to seek shelter and you're planning on going to Molokai High School and you live in East Molokai, it's better that you leave now before flooding prevents travel. We had about 215 people in evacuation centers last night countywide. The most was about 80 people gathered together at Maui High School. Reminder, Maui High School and Lokulani are our pet-friendly shelters. People are encouraged to bring their own bedding and snacks to make themselves feel comfortable. These are the only official shelters in Maui County: Hana High School, Lahaina Intermediate, Kinke Kaulike High School, Molokai High School, Maui High School, Lokulani Intermediate, Lanai High School. There are no other shelters, official shelters. People have been spreading some misinformation out there. These are the only shelters. Also, the county of Maui is not shutting off water service to anybody. The storm could knock out power, which could, we'd lose power to our pumps, and we couldn't pump it through the system. That's how it could affect our water service, but the county's not shutting it off at any scheduled point during this storm.
Okay, and then hopefully people have their stores of water already,
yes,
if they've been heeding the warnings from emergency management folks to prepare.
Yes, yes. And that's about it right now. Everybody's hunkered down. A lot of stores have closed. Restaurants have called to say that, to ask the county if they should close or stay open tonight. We're saying we should probably shut your doors and secure your facilities.
Have you gotten any word from the tourism folks? I don't know if any hotel guests are seeking shelter at your local schools, at the emergency shelters.
We have some of the crowd at the shelters are tourists, from what I understand. Some of them are from the west side. They're nervous that if they aren't already in central Maui when the storm hits, they might not be able to make it over the Pali and get to their plane on time. Some people, we've got some interesting calls from those at timeshares, at condos, wondering if they can tape up their windows. That's kind of a special case because they don't own the property, and county's not really in a position where we can tell them to do that. But we are telling them to take precautions and get the supplies and all that. If they don't feel safe, we have evacuation centers near our tourist areas in west and south Maui.
Okay, and I know there are a lot of folks staying at units, vacation rentals, and there may be a lot of illegal ones out there, but hopefully they all stay safe. We appreciate your time, Rod Antone. Thanks very much for giving us the latest snapshot.
Thank you, Catherine. Aloha.
That was Rod Antone, a public information officer from the mayor's office from Maui, giving us the very latest from that island. And earlier this morning, we talked to Puna resident Deborah Walsh about what conditions were like overnight. She says they were wakened by heavy rains in her Big Island neighborhood, but the stormy weather has been on and off.
Well, the clouds are thinning. Light is coming through. It's barely sprinkling. We've had some heavy rains at times, off and on. My rain gauge says we got about 6 inches over the course of the night, but right now everything's pleasant and calm. We haven't had any heavy winds here. If you have a yard that has low places, you have some flooding, little lakes forming. If you have good drainage, you're fine. I looked down the road and there was our usual puddles from heavy rains. We're used to heavy rains. And apparently I read on Facebook this morning that there was a power outage a block away and Helco was on it. I think the transformer went out or something. Yeah, and I think it was just one particular block down at 10th and Maku'u. I'm on 11th and Maku'u. Somebody said they had a power outage. I'm guessing that it's fixed by now because I haven't seen anything else online about that. During the night, we were woken up several times by the pounding of pelting of rain on the roof. But, yeah, it's mellow right now. You actually, light's trying to come through the clouds.
That was Big Island resident Deborah Walsh describing what conditions are like in her neighborhood. And as we mentioned in Hilo, there are road closures due to flooding, but Walsh says she's staying put until officials give the all clear.